Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience, Appalachian State Mountaineers season preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com, and download the app today. We're also brought to you by Roman. Roman is the straightforward way to take care of ED. Just go to GetRoman.com/SGP to get $15 off your first month's treatment. That's GetRoman.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com. Promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by the SGPN app. Yes, our app is now live in the App Store and Google Play Store. The SGPN app gives you easy access to all of our picks, podcasts, and it's the exclusive place to enter all of the contests, including our $1,000 NBA Finals free roll. Just enter SGPN in the App Store or Google Play Store today.
This is Mike Leach, head football coach at Mississippi State, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Welcome to the College Football Experience, Appalachian State Mountaineers season preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dan to Base Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. Woo! And I'm joined by my co-host, the former JMU Duke defensive back. App State fans should know. They're FCS fans of recent.
Pretty sure we won a title before those chumps.
Ooh,
every day.
I gotta
give love and respect to App State.
Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh!
And we also have, this is his team in a way, one of his teams, all right? Local guy, the DFS god himself. Give it up for the rooftop IPA drinking, homebrew making, Tobacco Road living, the free lock giving, former Herndon Basketball League MVP. Give it up for NC Nick in the place to be.
What's going on, guys? How we doing?
I mean, we are doing just like this. All right, let me just hit you with some. Appalachian State. Hey, you want the real proof of why we need a large playoff? Is because when a team hops up from the FCS ranks and is as dominant as App State has been, you see there's not much of a difference. We've seen what North Dakota State's been like, I think 6-0 in their last six against the FBS. Well, Appalachian State, I mean, they have just been dominant. I mean, what's a bad year for, what is a bad year for Appalachian State? Do they know what a bad year is?
I don't think so. I mean,
Since joining the FBS, this obviously coming off of three consecutive national championships, early 2005 to 2007 and playoff appearances the rest of the way until they joined the FBS in 2014. Since 2014, 7-5, 11-2, 10-3, 9-4, 11-2, 13-1, and 9-3. So 7-5 is their worst record as
an
FBS.
And that was their first year on FBS level.
That's right. Since then, averaging over 10 wins a season.
Yeah. I mean, that alone, that's what I'm saying. It's crazy because last year's looked upon as like a disappointing year. I understand they were returning a ton of starters, but do you look and you say, oh, they were just 9-3 last year. When you've built that up almost like Boise State.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
They're not far from it. If they do it for like five more years at this rate, winning about 10.5 wins per year, I think it is over the last 6 years, then you start to become a Boise type.
Yeah.
Yeah. To your point, Colby, a lot of teams would kill for a 9-3 season. And I think a lot of App State fans were like, you know, it was a decent year one for the new head coach, Sean Clark, but you know, really what it came down to is that they beat all the teams that they were supposed to beat, but the three like premier matchups or the three games against, you know, good schools, Marshall, Coastal Carolina, Louisiana, they lost all three. That's why you're kind of left like, you know what? They should have been better. They should have got one of those games.
I agree, but it was year one. And I'm sure I've made this case on all the previews for a coach to come in. Now, granted, he was with the program, so he had a little bit of a advantage as opposed to other first year coaches, but no spring ball, shortened camp. I think that probably plays some role in this, but yes, I watched them. I'm a fan of them. So I know that in big games, I really felt like they had Marshall beat. Crazy things happen. Receiver or the tight end is running into the end zone, like a 60 yard touchdown. And at the 3 yard line, he get Leon Lett from behind, the ball goes out of the end zone. Man. Right. That was a huge pivotal play. And also the quarterback, Zach Thomas throws a pick right before the half that was going to be at least a field goal, and then they miss a field goal at the towards the second half. I mean, I actually feel like if you watch that game in a way, if you take away those plays, App State's the clear cut better team. They just fumbled those opportunities. A lot of dumb penalties too.
What game that was
against Marshall?
Against Marshall.
And even the Coastal Carolina game, the score is a little bit deceiving. They got a pick six on the final play of the game, so it was actually a one score game. They returned the pick six because the quarterback just had to make a play and throw it up there.
Right.
So,
and it's fair to mention that both of those games were on the road. You know, it was at Marshall and it was at Coastal, and they get both schools in Boone this year.
And then the third loss was Louisiana by three. I think if you're an App State fan, considering all those challenges I just said, now I will say it did stand out. I think to me and Nick, I thought the team was, it seemed like they weren't as prepared as traditionally. No, you know, like,
something seemed to miss. They just didn't seem to have the same fire.
Yeah.
Something about
penalties. I just felt like they were kind of sloppy.
I mean, think about this though. Scott Satterfield was there starting in 2013. And I believe he was there as part of the previous staff under Jerry Moore, right?
Was, yeah.
And then Drinkwitz was, he had come over for
from
one
NC
year.
State. Yeah.
So he did an amazing in that 1 year.
He was also set up great by Satterfield.
Right.
And I just like, in a way you could say Clark was set up great by doing Drinkwitz.
Yeah. But two consecutive like first year coaches, I think that has a little effect on culture, you know? And I think that even still a 9-3 record in the COVID season, stepping in and winning all the games you're quote supposed to win is not something that should be taken for granted. I think that's an accomplishment.
Well, I mean, there's good news at the end of this year. 18 starters are back, and really, you can make the case that Chase Bryce, the Duke former Clemson player, transferred to Duke for a year, then transfers to App State. You can make the case he's a better throwing quarterback than Zach Thomas was. So perhaps the offense will open up more now that they've been loaded in the run in the ground game. Cameron Peoples is back, but Marcus Williams was one of their backups. They have like three or four great running backs, I feel like, on this team. He transferred out to La Tech with Skip Holtz. Receiving the ball, though, Thomas Hennigan, this guy was a player last year, Malik Williams as well. Tight end Henry Pearson back. Now, this is the concerning thing. Just two of your five offensive linemen are back. That is concerning. That is very concerning.
And I mean, yeah, you know, maybe Chase Bryce is a better thrower than Zach Thomas. But I'm not a Chase Bryce fan. I mean, I think what I was excited as a Duke fan when he came over from Clemson for a year. I was like, all right, you know, we're getting, you know, a former, you know, top notch recruit. This dude is going to light it up. And he just never looked decent. I mean, not all his fault. The whole Duke offense sputtered big time, but I just don't know how good Chase Bryce is. So I'm not all that excited for him to take over the reins.
I mean, at least you could say like, at least he's bringing back two good receivers, a good tight end and a great ground game. I mean, but the O line,
the weapons are there.
Yeah.
Chase Bryce, 15 picks last season for Duke.
They played 10 games. So that might make sense.
It's still not a,
I know, but I'm saying that would mathematically make as opposed to some of the teams.
Yeah. Duke had a ton of turnovers last year. And a lot of them, I think Chase Bryce had a decent amount of fumbles as well.
Yeah. 7 fumbles. It looks like so turnover.
That's
machine.
A lot of turnovers.
I was surprised Thomas had the option to come back, decline that. But defensively, though, they should be looking good because the defense was pretty good last year. 16th in the nation in scoring, 9th against the pass in the nation, guys, and 18th as a complete unit. They return mostly everybody. They 9 of 11 starters are back on defense, so the defense should be really good. Demetrius Taylor's a stud on the D line. A lot of and here's another thing: all 11 defensive players upperclassmen. So gotta like that. And they returned both their kicker and punter. Special teams wise, they should be solid, but I guess the real test will be Sean Clark. 10-3 as a head coach of App State. Remember, he coached that bowl game. So what should App State fans, what's their ceiling? Undefeated?
I don't think so, man. I think if you hit the over right now, I think they're over under sitting at 9. I think if they hit the over and get to double digit regular season wins, I think that's a success. Cause let's face it, man, they got a pretty tough schedule here. Even look at in conference, how about East Carolina neutral site at Miami and Elon, which is a win, and Marshall at home. There's no way they don't drop at least one of those games.
But I'm going to make a case. I'm going to make a case in a second here. But first I want to tell you guys that, the College Football Experience Appalachian State season preview is brought to you by WynnBET. WynnBET is bringing you the action of real sports betting with the Wynn Las Vegas experience. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports games. Generous promos, odds, and parlays are happening right now at WynnBET. Get started today. You receive a special offer up to a $500 risk-free bet. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com, and download the app today. I also want to say we're brought to you by, PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Find the best odds on NBA championships, Stanley Cup futures. And when you buy directly from other bettors like yourself, see a ticket you like, but think maybe the price is too high, submit a bid for the price that you think is fair, then buy it. PropSwap is making it easy to profit these playoffs by trading in and out teams as the postseason progresses. Every ticket purchased on PropSwap can be resold at any time. That's what's cool about it. Last week, a perfect example right here, PropSwap customer purchased a Montreal Canadiens Stanley Cup future ticket for $45. The team was down 3-1, so he said, what the hell? They're my boys. I'm going to back them. They were playing the Maple Leafs. Well, a few days later, after a few wins, he flipped it for $600. So he profited, you know, $555, Patty. See if my math is correct. With PropSwap, your bet doesn't need to win in order to make money. It just needs to improve. Think stock market, but for sports betting. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to a $500 in bonus prizes. I mean, that right there is pretty freaking great deal. Go to PropSwap.com and download the PropSwap app today. And yeah, PropSwap, it's fantastic. And we're back talking Mountaineer football. The win totals at 9. NC Nick had just made the case that it's highly unlikely that they can win those 4 out of conference games. I would argue. I'm going to make another point here.
Okay.
Miami is coming off Alabama. We don't know that they'll have De'Aaron King. I mean, shit, just 2 years ago, they lost to La Tech and Florida International.
True.
I mean, last year, I don't think they played one team out of conference. That was UAB. And that was actually 17-14 in the fourth. They ended up winning 31-14, I think.
Yeah.
But
it was a decent game.
There's a great record of teams the week after Bama being horrible. ECU, I'm an, you know, obviously ECU is the best team in the nation, but you know, cause that's my boys. But if they lay an egg, they could win that. Marshall fired Doc Holliday, which was ridiculous. Well, they didn't extend him, so they technically didn't fire him, but he was a great coach for them. So now I'm starting to worry about Marshall, and then Elon is a for sure win. I think you can make the case.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I think I stated that too boldly. They could win all four games. That's definitely within the, you know, the realm of possibility. You know, they'll be favored in three of them at least, probably. I think they drop one. Could they win all four? Sure. I shouldn't have said there's no way, but I think they drop one of those games.
I agree with you.
I mean, it kind of lays out nice. The only bad part is they get the back-to-back away of Georgia State, and then on the second half of the back-to-back away, they're drawing Lafayette. Well, it's on like a Tuesday or Wednesday, but it's like a 10, they get 10 days off essentially between those two, but it's still those are two tough teams, I think, in the Sun Belt that will contend. And then they come home to Coastal Carolina. So that three game gauntlet right there is their season to me within the conference.
Yeah. If you look at it, I mean, Georgia State, they only beat them by four at home last year. So going down to Atlanta now, that game's tough. I tend to think Louisiana and Coastal Carolina are on, I just think they're better than App State this year. So now they do get Coastal at home, which is a huge benefit there. But that road trip at Louisiana, I'm going to say that's an L right now.
Yeah, I agree. They might be able to get Georgia State though. I think that's kind of
possible.
A 50-50.
Yeah, sure. You know, and then but then at Troy later in the year, and to end things with Georgia Southern, I think they probably lose at least two conference games also.
You know, I don't know. I mean, yes, I think at Georgia State, at Louisiana, they could start out 0-2 in the conference. Very possible. But I think they could beat Coastal. It could be cold in Boone on October 20th. At Troy, I do think Troy is going to be a player this year. But I mean, it wouldn't shock me if they won that. And then Georgia Southern is always a crazy game. Right. I guess I tend to say if I had to bet, I would say 8-4.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the schedule, there's only four, I think, gimme wins: Elon, ULM, Arkansas State, South Alabama.
I don't even know if Arkansas State is, man.
Yeah. I mean, so if you got eight kind of toss ups, I think it's going to be tough to hit the over. I'm with you. I think 8-4, 9-3 season. So I went under in my column on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network that has every Sun Belt team, they're over under. I think it's just another pretty good year for App State. Nothing great.
Patty C.
Well, I got a interesting little tidbit here regarding recruiting for App State. It's kind of confusing as to why they've been able to maintain their success through the early years. Now I haven't dug deep and gone super far back, but starting in 2018, the recruiting class was number 7 in the Sun Belt. But they've improved each year since then. 2019, they were number 5. 2020, they're number 3. And 2021, they're number 2. So slowly improving their talent, especially, you know, in relation to the teams in their conference. So if they've been able to win with inferior talent or at least mediocre talent, once they have like top end talent here, now they're still trailing behind Louisiana, who has pretty much been the top team talent wise for the last 3 years recruiting. So having to go on the road, that still looks like an L to me, especially since Louisiana was so great last year. But I think two losses is maybe what we're looking at. Miami and Louisiana is the only ones on that schedule that I think are a guarantee.
Watch out for that Georgia Southern game, because they always bite them. I feel like when you're least expecting it, last game of the year, you're coming back from at Troy and you're going up against triple option Georgia Southern. That game's, I'm just saying that game always gets weird.
In 2019, App State's one loss. At home, 24-21 against Georgia Southern.
And do you remember that game? That was in a monsoon. So yeah, it favored Georgia Southern from the start.
But even last year, App State won by 8. So, you know, it was a close game. Dude,
that's a rivalry that goes back sometime. I'm telling you, that game, throw out the record books.
Looks like over the last 2 years, they've started playing on the last game of the season. So it has officially taken on rivalry status.
So gun to your head, Patty C, over 9 wins?
I think, well, gosh, I think they got it right because you got to believe they're going to drop the Sun Belt's just come up to the point where it's going to be that hard. But this is App State we're fucking talking about. 10.5 wins is their average. I do think they go over.
Wow.
I hope you're right, man. You know, I hate to be realistic here and go under, but I hope you're right, Patty C.
Hey, I do the same thing with my Wahoos. I can never be overly optimistic. Got to have a little pessimism in there.
I'm on the under. I think they go 8-4. Best case scenario, man. I mean, I think you can make the case 11-1. Best case scenario if you're an App State fan. But my bet's going to be on the under. I think that conference is too tough right now, man. It's really come up. Guys, if you're a first-time listener to the College Experience, make sure you subscribe. We are basically previewing all 130 FBS college football teams. Might even sprinkle some FCS in there too. So make sure you subscribe. Tell a friend. Me, Patty C, NC Nick, the three you're hearing right here, we handicap every single Division I college football and college basketball game. Check out the College Basketball Experience podcast because App State made the tournament this year. They're bringing back everybody. It seems like we will have you covered on the College Basketball Experience, talking Mountaineer basketball as well. But look, me, Patty C, NC Nick, when it comes to college football, we've been over 500 each and every year, handicapping every single season, every game of the season, Division I. And we've also been way over 500 on our locks. So all of that we give you for free on a spreadsheet over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. So make sure you check that out. And if you go to iTunes, please give us a 5-star review because we don't charge for picks and we won't charge for picks. We just want to charge you for your kindness. Please get over there and do that because that's essentially how we get paid. If you go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review, take a screenshot with your phone, tag me on Twitter at TheColbyD, and I will send you a College Experience t-shirt. And give me a follow as well at TheColbyD. Patty C's on Twitter at PattyC831. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. And the Sports Gambling Podcast is on Twitter at BSGP Network. Give us all a follow. All right, this is our College Experience Appalachian State season preview episode. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.